Time to go to the movies. And this week, a lot of people are interested in vigilante justice.
I am issuing an arrest warrant for the masked vigilante known as Spider-Man.
The amazing Spider-Man. Our movie guy, Paul Preston, at themovieguys.net, has seen it. And Paul, how is it?
Well, it's pretty good. Necessary? I'm not sure. But it's pretty good.
But it's not amazing. It's not the amazing Spider-Man, is what you're saying.
I wouldn't go with amazing. I wouldn't go with amazing. The press release here, let's see, says...
sound like Rush Limbaugh.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. So there you go. That's what it's about. This is a reboot of a franchise that really just had its last movie 5 years ago. The reboot is kind of the idea of saying, forget that last thing that we just did. It's usually reserved for, like, invasions of oil-rich countries. But this technique in comic books is, like, the way to go. They always are doing the reboot. This amazing Spider-Man claims to be the untold story of a story that's been told literally hundreds of times. But again, it has the word Spider-Man in the title, so, I mean, I was going to go and see it. That's just a no-brainer. I mean, if you called The English Patient Spider-Man and the dying, burned guy, I'd have seen that by now. But this film is directed by Mark Webb. I don't have a joke there. I just figured the pun in his name would be enough to really...
Well, we got sort of tangled up there and weren't able to, you know, respond as quickly as you would have liked.
Now, the plot, he gets bitten by a spider. Hope I didn't give anything away there. But they've switched some things up. Peter Parker, as opposed to the previous three Spider-Man movies, now creates his web slingers, as opposed to them being organic. He's got a new villain, of course, and Mary Jane is not back. Instead, he has Gwen Stacy, who is also from the comics, but from a different mythology. Peter Parker's father is now involved in flashbacks, who's never been a character in the comics, despite Peter famously being an orphan. And apparently now he's created the spider that transforms Peter into the famous wall crawler. And the horrible past concerning Peter Parker's mother, she's the Octomom. Think about it. Now, one of the great movies I've seen in the past 5 years, superhero or not, is The Dark Knight. I think that is a fantastic film. And one of the wise things they did was not take us through the whole origin story of the Joker again. We had seen that in Tim Burton's Batman, so it was refreshing in The Dark Knight. The Joker just shows up, his background is a mystery, and we get on with him just wreaking havoc. One stumbling block for The Amazing Spider-Man is that it gets bogged down in playing out the whole Uncle Ben storyline, which we just saw 10 years ago in the first Spider-Man from Sam Raimi, and a whole bunch of other things we've seen before. So if you're born in 1994, you know, maybe it's fresh and exciting. But otherwise, you know, you've seen a lot of this before. But they've improved a couple of things in the 10 years since Sam Raimi's Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. First and foremost, the action scenes here are wildly put together. They imagined big and they pulled it off. Better choreography and technical expertise than they had 10 years ago. That's just obvious. The technology has advanced. The effects are outstanding. The lizard, Spidey's new nemesis here, is large, menacing, and they make great use to the extent of which Spider-Man can use his web shooting and acrobatics to fight all the enemies in the film, especially the lizard.
But, and how does Andrew Garfield do as Spider-Man himself?
He's pretty good. You know, he's got... it's all very dramatic, and he's up for that, you know, but... there's a dramatic score. The acting is angsty. You know, it's another Spider-Man movie where everyone on screen is crying at the end. But he's good for that. I mean, he also has humor when it's necessary, which is nice. I mean, Spider-Man in the comics always says wisecracks when he's fighting bad guys, so he's pretty good at doing that.
Right now, Miss Petrie is directing our emotions by cranking up the music at appropriate spots.
Yes, well,
she's telling us what to feel.
We want the review to be dramatic as well.
That's right, I've got the score. I got the score for you right here.
Yeah, and the digital animation of Spider-Man is quite good, too. In the early 2000s, I thought Harry Potter on his broomstick and Spider-Man jumping across buildings looked kind of fake and rubbery, but they were really just doing the best they can. But it would kind of take you out of the film when you go, okay, that's just a computer-generated Harry Potter or Spider-Man.
Right, so if you like special effects, this is a movie for you. We're just about out of time here.
Yeah.
Bottom line it for us, Paul, see it or don't?
I mean, go and see it, but hold out to be blown away until Dark Knight Rises comes out in a couple weeks. I have a feeling that one's going to knock you out of the water.
I'm waiting for that, but I'm afraid that I'm going to cry a lot, so Yeah, I'm the girl that goes to comic strip movies and cries a lot. So there you go.
Again, they're shooting for that with this one. I mean, I wish they were shooting for more action and complexity, but they kind of just want to make you cry at the end. Weird.
Okay.
Should comic book movies do that? But this one does.
All right. Well, I think they should. Thank you so much, Paul. That is our movie guy, Paul Preston. He's at themovieguys.net.